Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today we continue with the next in our series on the most important things we need to know about our faith. Today, conversion. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. What was the first public message of John the Baptist, Jesus, and the apostles? Repent and believe in the gospel. Now, we like the idea of believing, but we don't like so much the idea of repentance. But there's no bypassing it. Faith without conversion means nothing. Now, the Greek word is metanoia, and it means a radical turning around, a complete reorientation of our life, turning away from sin and turning toward God with a firm resolution to change, trusting in His mercy and relying on His grace. Now, for me, there have been three major turning points. First, my baptism. June 12, 1968. I remember it well. Just kidding. I was 3 weeks old, and my parents made the first turn for me, offering me to God. Then, my senior year of college. My life was a total wreck. I was spiraling out of control, and in desperation, I cried out, God, you must take over. Still, I didn't change how I lived. Then, 2 years later, Our Lady and Jesus made themselves known to me in a very powerful way. And they made it known that my efforts until then were not sufficient, that I needed to begin to change now. It's amazing that after my baptism, my conversion completely stalled. Has yours? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. So why all this fuss about conversion? Well, God wants to flood your soul with his divine life, heal you, make you like himself, so that you can really live and love at the divine level. But he made us free, so he won't force us to do anything. And we have these massive addictions we call vices that block the action of God in our lives. You know, pride, vanity, envy, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, lust, gossip, resentment, and so on and so forth. And Augustine captured it well when he said, God created you without you, but he will not save you without you. We must strive with all our effort, with God's grace, to transform these vices into virtues, to turn the blockages into channels to receive the life of God. This is an uphill climb. If we coast, we go backwards down the hill. The only way up is to pedal, and to pedal like hell is behind you. That means to apply effort to get rid of the vice and take on the virtue. And it matters. Oh, how desperately it matters. And there's an old adage. Sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. Every thought matters. Every choice counts, because we're either pedaling up to purgatory and heaven or coasting down to hell. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Let's make this real. History shows us where vices lead and what happens when grace makes virtue triumph. Napoleon crowned himself emperor. In his pride, he believed the world was his to reshape, but his hunger for more destroyed him. By contrast, St. Francis of Assisi, in true humility, stripped himself of wealth, power, and name, and found riches in Christ. Aaron Burr let envy consume him. Unable to rejoice in another's greatness, he killed Alexander Hamilton in a duel and destroyed his own legacy in the process. Thérèse of Lisieux, on the other hand, rejoiced in the gifts of others and embrace the little way, showing us the beauty of goodwill. Hitler's heart burned with anger and hatred, leading to war, genocide, and devastation. In Auschwitz, Maximilian Kolbe responded with meekness, a strength that endures, no, conquers suffering, and he gave his life for another man, the greatest love possible. Bernie Madoff's greed drove the largest Ponzi scheme in history, devastating lives for the sake of his gain. Whereas St. Elizabeth of Hungary gave her wealth away in generosity, finding joy in sacrifice. In the end, vice deforms, but virtue transforms. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. So how do we pedal like mad up to heaven, powered by God's grace, and go from vice to virtue? Well, the saints give us an infallible method. Daily meditation with a resolution and an examination. Each day, listen to the Word of God, like we are here in the Rosary, and then ask yourself, am I living this or am I resisting it? But every meditation must lead us to form a concrete resolution, a strategy for the day, a strategy to avoid a temptation or love a difficult person, a strategy to cut out a distraction, cut out the thing you're wasting your life on so that you can do something with your life, a resolution to not argue with your wife anymore, a resolution to be silent instead of entering into gossip, the resolution to read a book instead of scrolling. By the daily resolution, by this daily strategy, we pedal up the hill rather than coasting down to hell. And lastly, we need a daily examination of conscience. We have to look back on the last 24 hours. What did we do that was wrong? Where did we fail to do what was right? And then we should ask, what vice was at the root? Pride, envy, anger, lust? Name it. Write it down. This is the way to know yourself and to prepare for confession. Then tell the Lord you're sorry. If we don't do these three things every day, experience shows we will drift from virtue back to vice. But if we do, then our conversion keeps going and our transformation is undaunted. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. And let's be honest. We sin because we like it. We sin because we're addicted. We sin because we've built up lifelong habits of vice that we cannot break on our own. We cannot pull ourselves up and out of sin by our own bootstraps. We need Christ. And we meet him personally in the sacrament of confession. Confession isn't a courtroom. It's a hospital. It's not for punishment. It's for healing. It's where the divine physician takes your wounds and gives you his divine power. Power to change. Power to be transformed. Power to be a saint. I'll be blunt. If you avoid confession, you will never break free from your dominant vice, and it will get worse as you grow older. But if you go to confession monthly, especially on the first Saturdays, as Our Lady has asked, then you will receive grace and you will be changed. You will become free, joyful, whole, and let's be honest, you'll be a heck of a lot easier to live with, too. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, the more I practice the Christian life, the more I study it, the more I teach it, the more I do spiritual direction with people, the more convinced I am that the most powerful practice, the most transformative practice we need is the daily resolution.
Yeah.
A very simple daily strategy to pedal uphill, to make some progress, to keep us going forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of the compass. It's not just move, but move in the right direction and know how you're going to move in the right direction.
That's it. You hit it. Without a resolution, you have no idea how you're going to move ahead. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know how to move ahead or where to move ahead, you're not going to move.
Yeah. But I do think I'm more and more convicted that beyond just having a daily resolution, there's something about accountability and being in relationship with those who have the same objective and hold you to that objective.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing better than being able to meet with people who sit down and ask you, how is your spiritual life? How are you actually feeling about it? People with whom you don't lie. People who are also in the same attempt, because there's just something inspiring. There's something natural in the human condition about we're not just pursuing this, we're pursuing it together, and it does make it easier to have resolutions, share your resolutions, and work on them together.
I mean, you know, how powerful would it be for two people, three people, four people, a family, a friend group, to be praying the Rosary podcast every day? And that, but it, praying together if you can, mm-hmm. if you live together, mm-hmm. and then holding each other accountable to having a resolution.
Yeah. Think about it. Even we've talked about this. You and I have talked about this so much in our daily lives, just because this podcast is kind of our daily life.
It is our daily life.
We pray together and then we talk about it. But
yeah, this is not a show. This is just
this is quite literally what we're doing.
This is our life.
But there are so many days where I'm feeling kind of low and I'm feeling out of it and my head's just foggy, and you really carry the team and you bring me back into fighting condition because you carry the team that day. And sometimes it's reversed, but I think that's the nature of this accountability. There's so many different layers to the support you receive in a community like this.
So, okay, why don't we do this? Why don't you and I make a commitment to pray the rosary together every day? And then let's take it a step further. Let's make a commitment to have a resolution.
Check in on that resolution.
And check in and hold each other accountable. Mm-hmm. Let's at the start of every day we sit down to pray the rosary.
How'd
Let's
you do?
Check in yeah. about our resolution for the last 24 mm-hmm. hours.
Hey, I can't promise that I'll answer that honestly on the podcast, but before we start recording, I'll tell you whether or not I failed.
That's a deal.
Sometimes I.
Okay, so you and I, we're going to pray the rosary together every day.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to form a resolution. And then the next day, 24 hours mm-hmm. later, we're going to check in and hold each other yeah. accountable for that resolution.
And I will be transparent. I'm not saying I would be deceptive on the podcast about my progress, but sometimes I can plead the fifth. I won't lie, but I sometimes will be silent.
I will not require that you share your resolutions publicly.
We're not quite on the level of public confession yet, but I think it's important to be transparent that I'm not always doing great. And that's part of daily conversion
yeah.
and pedaling uphill.
That's right.
Sometimes it's hard.
Well, thanks for the conversation. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.